Welcome everyone. This is Tracy Holloway bringing you the first part of this powerful new three-part series, Time to Let Go. And it really is time. We're in the final countdown of 2012, and there has never before been a more transformative point in the history of human evolution and the expansion of consciousness. How exciting to be alive at this time and be part of this awakening process. The time is now, and you are here. And at this time, you have a choice to make. In each and every moment, there's a choice. And as you learn to choose from a place of oneness, wholeness, connectedness, so the choices you make impact the creation of a new world in a positive and inspirational way. The choices are easy when you learn to let go and trust. But of course that isn't always easy, as throughout the history of human existence, people have been misled, duped, disempowered, thus making empowered living a challenge for some. And so to really awaken, to awaken the empowered heart, we must give up on certainty and trust without always knowing what the outcome will be. The resonance of the empowered heart, the true heart, is the highest frequency available right now. And attuning to it will enable you to feel supported as change occurs. As even though there may be much uncertainty in your own life and uncertainty in the world as a whole, the true heart and its empowered love will show you that trust is essential. And letting go into this is all that's required. Trusting in the bigger picture, even if you can't see it. Trusting in the great intelligence, the intelligence within the human heart, and in its interconnectedness with all life, and in the ability this sentience has to carry out a purposeful evolutionary shift when the individual surrenders to the whole. And the blocks that once held humankind in fear become the gateways to an evolved super race who exist as one with all. Total unity. A new world will emerge. This world is still gestating in many, has been born in some, and yet the awakened awareness of what this will bring is still only just being realized. You are the sacred space through which a new world will be born. And so letting go of the old is not only essential, it has its moment in time. And this is that moment. Many opportunities will present themselves to you over the coming days, coming weeks. You'll see these opportunities as gateways, and you'll step through them confidently. Each will take you into a more empowered way of being, living attuned to a higher frequency. And as you awaken further to what this means, you'll also see that each gateway exists as a place through which you filter the past from the present, the old world from the new, the fear paradigm from the one of empowered love. And each choice creates the opportunity for you to come more fully into being. Awakened presence, conscious of who you are, why you're here, aware of the creative power you have, attuned to and aligned with the frequency of this heart, this unified field, complete, integrated, holding all as one, creating a reality that all share harmoniously. Though each is a master of their own creation, creating an environment that serves the overall sentience, creating the greatest show on earth, where everyone is a star, and all shine their unique light brightly, authentically. There's going to be so many of these gateways. As each opportunity greets you with a simple question, are you ready to let go? Or are you still holding on? Will you trust enough? Trust enough in the greatness of your awakened potential and step forward confidently? Or will you fear what life offers and shrink back with that fear? Will there be a question you ask that's so big that you not only open a gateway for yourself, but you also awaken others too? Just by stepping out and doing what feels true to you. Each gateway you open has been created by you, the you that sees all. They're like stepping stones, doorways to your own self-union, a return to true power, oneness with all. The gateways themselves will come to you in so many different ways. They'll come to you in your day-to-day life, in your dreams. They'll bubble up from your unconscious. They'll be both challenging and graceful. There are no limits to what can be achieved through each of these gateway moments. As at every single point, you in your entirety are the key. Your truth, your integrity, your love, your humility, the you aspire to be, when the mask falls away completely and you can look at your awesome power without fearing it, without running away from it or wanting to shut it down or quash it. When you see how amazing you truly are, and you can hold a space for that. True self-love. Loving the power you were born with. That which you came here to experience. To express. The power you sacrificed. The power you gave away. Shunned. Rejected. Stifled. But that was then. The then that's behind you now. The then that was yesterday. The then that is not in this present moment of power. This powerful moment of complete presence. Where you take back your true magnificence and you surrender to the greatness that is here to guide you through all challenges, through every interaction, through every encounter and creative endeavour. You're being called forth to awaken through presence. You can't surrender, can't you? You will learn to trust again, won't you? You are ready to let go, aren't you? So as you begin to understand the uniqueness of your being and what you're here to do, there will be many questions. Perhaps some doubts and fears. And as you take a moment to see clearly, you'll unlock the necessary coded information and access the deeper knowledge within. the specific coded information you bring is relevant at this time. Coming together as a community working in light will help to amplify everything that's understood, as well as bring greater clarity to those things that are still out of reach, hidden, secret, obscured. You're learning to steer your life according to this inherent framework of intuitive wisdom. And from this coded place, you will find that everything harmonizes and comes together as one unified field, working for one shared vision, one dream, a world that lives together as one, where all beings come together in truth, in love, in creative, empowered presence, awake and accountable. The trick to this powerful time is to know who you are and make choices attuned to that inner place of authenticity. Letting go means to finally release all that you are not, all that holds you back, all that gets in the way, and everything that's become a burden along this path of greater expansion. That that keeps you small, restricted, withdrawn. Many of those things that you hold on to served you at some point. And so rather than having to hold on and carry them forward, all this stuff, carrying it unnecessarily, you can learn to trust that everything that you could ever need is always available to you when you need it. Otherwise, you'll find that you carry this huge bag with you everywhere. The bag of everything, just in case. I know some of you ladies like to have a huge handbag with all those just in case things with you. But really, you're learning to travel light now, and at a lighter, higher vibration. A lot of those just-in-case items are only there because you just don't trust enough, or you worry and fear too much. Your needs will be met, unless you believe that they can't be, or they won't be. Which of course is only a program of the old paradigm, where you were let down perhaps. And of course this was only created to validate previous feelings that no one will be there for you, that you're somehow alone, cut off from nourishment, cut off from source. All the belief structures you invest your energy in are based around one of two frameworks. One says you're separate. The other says you're one with all. The choice points are therefore simple. Choose to disentangle yourself from the framework that suggests separation, and instead, entwine yourself with the thread that connects all. This thread runs through the heart of everything. It's easy to weave when you're in your power and present to what is. The framework which suggests separation is illusory. It can be easily brought toppling down by clear thinking and intuitive knowing, especially when all you care about is truth. Regardless of the outcome, without having to be right or wrong, or without having to make someone else right or wrong. Of course, a lot has been invested in this illusory world. A sense of self, perhaps. A sense of place. Know your true self. And the illusory framework has no power. Learning to let go of the illusory framework that has held the old world together can take time. Can leave you feeling wobbly too. Many people are struggling with this at the moment as they let go of everything they believed in, everything they thought they knew. They're kind of left in no man's land, kind of uncertain of anything, perhaps a bit lost and confused, unsure what to believe, what or who to trust. This is an inevitable part of the awakening process. Letting go completely. It's huge. But without having something to hold on to, something to trust in, it can feel really unnerving. It can leave you feeling as if you're losing your mind or losing a grip of reality. Losing touch with your identity. This place of uncertainty can easily create doubt and fear and have you holding on tightly to those last bits. Believing that unless you do, all will be lost. You have to hold on so tight for fear of losing everything. But in truth, it's in letting go of those last bits that all is truly known. It's not an easy step by any means. So it's a time to come together in unity, to share the journey at this time of transformation. So the energy transmission of the heart frequency is being transmitted to you so that you can tune in, access your own clearer guidance, inner wisdom, learn to trust yourself more fully. You're too highly evolved and intelligent to let go of anything that you'll actually need. As in truth, everything's available to you at the moment you need it. And so as you awaken to this, let go without fear. You'll remember your innate wisdom and power and activate a further gateway that will support you to release the unnecessary more easily. The intelligence that's weaved throughout everything is holding you in a state of grace. And so in truth, you can't actually make any mistakes at this time. There's no risk of throwing the baby out with the bathwater. Though with discernment, you're learning to refine your relationship with the cosmos. Communicate your true needs more clearly and trust that your every need is catered for when those needs are aligned with your true purpose, attuned to the frequency we all share as one. The simple truth is that you're all beings everywhere. And the only thing that needs to be acknowledged is that separation is the illusion that creates the difficulties that you perceive. Without separation, all flows as one. Without illusion, all truth is known. Without the illusion of separation, you create reality harmoniously. Whilst you exist in fragmented reality, you will experience existence in many ways, through many stories, which suggest to you many difficulties which need to find resolve. Every reality you create is nothing more than an opportunity to resolve the illusion of separation, until the ultimate reality you create is one that flows harmoniously with all. The secret is no secret. It's obvious, really. You only have to let go of the illusion of separation, and all is known. So let's go back to baggage. Or luggage. Remember that in reality, nothing is required for this trip, as everything you could need is catered for along the way, if you believe it to be so, and trust in the ultimate greatness and flow. So what if you were to metaphorically travel without luggage for a while? And see how that feels. Would you actually need all those things that you hold on to, that you carry around with you, just in case? Or could you start to accept the possibility that much of it is only carried based on fear, or worry, doubt? Uncertainty. What if you upgraded your travel experience and truly knew that anything you required along the way will come to you in the most perfect way, exactly the right time? As if a greater guiding intelligence was supporting your overall trip. And you had nothing to worry about, nothing to fear. That you're not only guided, but that you trust that guidance so much that you can just let go completely. That guidance within you, the highest vibration of your empowered heart, supporting the overall journey, bringing you into being fully. Could you trust? Trust that awesome power. Could you relax and enjoy the trip? Perhaps open up to the greatest adventure, because you're no longer burdened with having to carry all that stuff and all the energy that takes up. Or the rummaging around that causes. How would it be? Would you be waiting for the bubble to burst? Would you burst it yourself with your own negative self-talk and self-doubt? Would you burst it before someone else burst it for you? Thinking that that's inevitable. That someone else will always come along and spoil things for you. That that's just life. That it can't really be that great. Especially for long. That the inevitable doom will come. And even if you don't think these kinds of thoughts consciously, do you sense them unconsciously, bubbling under the surface? All of these old beliefs, the old framework of thinking, the negative self-talk, the disharmonious ways of being, the fear, the illusion, the doubt, all of it is there to be released. All of it and more is waiting to be let go of by you. It just waits for that moment. Do you hold on to it more tightly? Do you attach yourself to it more firmly? Do you integrate it as part of you, creating your personality and your reality from its structures, from its thought forms? Or are you more than this? Are you ready to know more than this? Are you ready to really be more than this? These limitations, these old world structures, the frameworks that have created the disharmony. To take them all apart bit by bit, to disassemble them. To know that they have no place in the creation of your new reality. The creation of the real, true, authentic you. In the new world of presence, accountability. When you access that super state of conscious awareness, attuned to that highest frequency, aligned at one with all of these belief structures become irrelevant, unimportant. The worry, the fear, the doubt, the shame, the guilt, they have no place. They have no substance. They're nothing more than the places that you put your energy when you were disempowered. When you didn't know where else to put it. And were looking to find something to keep you safe. Or secure, held at some level, to belong in some way. But today, from this moment forward, you need none of these things to know that you belong. You need none of these things in order to know that you're one with all. You need none of the stories of separation in order to bring you to the realization that you are everything in all places at one time. You are learning to accept yourself as a multidimensional being. And as you learn to embrace all these fragmented parts of yourself, you come in tune with your totality more easily. You forgive all of those stories that you created as you learned through separation. And you invite instead a continued growth and learning through oneness, through harmony, through integration. Through acceptance of your multidimensional self, you can invite all of these parts of yourself, wherever they may be throughout all space and time. You can invite them to be with you, peacefully, intuitively, harmoniously. Tuning to the highest frequency of your empowered heart. bringing every one of those parts of you to know truth in this moment. To know that they could never have been separate. These are just the stories that the human evolutionary experience has encountered along the way in order to make this time of this great shift possible. You are integrating all of those separate parts of yourself and returning to your true awakened power. You have many parts of yourself that are already awake, and they magnetize those separate parts into a higher vibration, calling them to oneness, calling them to be whole, aligned, and complete. Your journey into oneness continues as you learn to let go of fragmentation. You learn to let go of the stories, those stories that keep you small, weak, confused, lost, and uncertain. All of those stories that we can be grateful for in this moment have brought us to the ultimate conclusion that there is no separation other than that in which we invest, believe, or create through fear. These illusions, these other worlds, these places inside ourselves or outside in our everyday walking reality, where there is a loss of power, true power, all of this energy can be returned now through the awakened frequency of the heart at its highest possible level. You're about to take a powerful journey, a journey into you. Regardless of where you are right now and what else might be going on for you, this is a moment of absolute presence in which you are invited to close your eyes if you haven't done so already. Those of you that have taken many of these journeys together in light in this way, through this energy transmission, will know that the more you let go into this space, the more you will release, the more your innate wisdom can guide you, and a greater unfoldment of your true power will be realized, recognized, and brought forth. You can listen to this broadcast and receive its energetic transmission over and over again. Each time you listen, you will hear things more clearly. You will hear things differently. You will receive the information you need at exactly the level that you're awakening to at that moment in time. There is no limit to what can be gained and what you can access through this light energy transmission of your empowered heart, held at this specific frequency, at this point in time. And so this is a moment of surrender, a moment of allowing. Take this moment for yourself. You are worth this and so much more. As you close your eyes and you relax back fully into this experience, you can take a moment to focus on the breath moving into your body and the breath moving out. The energy moving in and all around, supporting you, awakening you, holding you in a loving embrace, and calling you forth to be present to this moment as you slip deeply into a comfortable place. Deep, deep within yourself. There's no limit to what you can achieve. There's no limit to what you can receive. There's no limit to what you are. As you're becoming present to all that is. And you are everything. You are totality, existing in unity, accepting the frequency of absolute. Breathe it. Be it. Resonate with it, with every fibre of your being, vibrating at this frequency, emitting, receiving light energy transmission, coded information, restoring balance, bringing you to the very heart of you, to the very center, the heart of yourself, the heart of the earth, the heart of the universe, one heart, one breath, one moment of presence. Let yourself slip more deeply into that moment, like sinking into a bath of bubbles, fragrance so beautiful, enveloping you in everything you need. You can absorb this. You can allow yourself to receive. You can know in truth that everything you need is available to you when you allow, when you open up to your true power, the light that is everywhere, in all places at one time. Receive your greatness. Receive your power. Receive the gifts that are present in this moment. Your gifts, brought to you by your greatest intelligence. Gifts that will enable you to trust more, to let go more easily. To know how to walk through each gateway with certainty, with confidence. Allow yourself to drift more deeply than ever before. Empowering yourself to trust in your ability to let go. Let go into those waters. Let go into that fragrance, those bubbles. And see that there is no bottom to this bathtub. And you sink ever more deeply, letting go, letting go. Letting go. You can affirm to yourself that you trust yourself completely. That you trust these waters as you and the water are one. You trust this space which is held, as you and this space are one. You trust each and every bubble you sense, as each and every one is a bubble to blow or a bubble to burst, and each and every one is one with you. You are these bubbles. You are the creator of these bubbles. As you let go, trust, deepening, deepening, deepening. You let go of resistance. You let the energy support you. It's comfortable. It's familiar. It's you. You are ready to start trusting yourself. Aren't you? It is time that you believed in you, isn't it? You can fall so deeply, let go so fully, and know that you are journeying further and further into the unknown, further and further into you. You do trust yourself to let go into yourself without fear. Don't you? You do know that all of that unknown that you fear is just you. Don't you? Deepening your connection to you. Letting go and surrendering to the flow of your own greatness. Immersing yourself in greater and greater depths of your wisdom and intelligence. There are no limits. You can just keep going, allowing, relaxing, and flowing, being guided by the waters as they whisper to you that you're learning to trust yourself, that you're learning to let go. Let go of those things that you put in your way, letting go of the fears, the worries, the reactions and responses that burst the bubbles that you're so desperate to create from that authentic place. And yet as quick as you blow them, you burst them. You blow them, you burst them. You blow them, you burst them. You're learning to know in your heart when to blow. When to blow the biggest bubble. A bubble you can travel in. Light. Beautiful. Awake. Inspired. Uplifted. Surfacing in your greatness. You know what bubbles to burst. You recognize them. The doubt and the fear, the negative self-talk. The guilt, the shame. The scarcity, the lack, the distrust. The misperception. Disbelief. All that which no longer serves you. Let it burst. Pop it. You blew it, you can burst it. If it no longer serves you, let it go. There are bubbles that you blow, creating your new reality. There are bubbles that you burst, letting go of that which no longer serves you. There are bubbles flowing everywhere. And in your heart, you know which are which. You know which bubbles you are letting surface with your greatest intelligence and wisdom. Awakened presence, a celebration of your uniqueness, your love, your joy, your integrity, your beauty, your wonder. Let them surround you. Let them gently bubble to the surface. Knowing they create everything that you need to inspire and uplift and motivate all of the further steps that you will take through the gateways that you open as you make these choices to be in alignment with your empowered heart in the present moment. As you align with truth and you know all. No matter how deep you journey, no matter how much you allow yourself to sink into the depths of your own unlimited potential, the guidance all around will support you to recognize those bubbles that you blow so beautifully as you create your reality in alignment with all. And your heart will show you where those old bubbles still bob around. You can give your attention to one last time as you pop them, burst them, and their energy is dissipated, recycled, immersed, merging with those waters of tranquility, inspiring those new visions, those dreams, those bubbles that you haven't even begun to blow just yet, because you haven't even learned to dream so big. You're learning to dream right now. These dreams are just the start. Sink into the dreamy depths of your inspired vision for yourself, for your life, for what you wish to see, to have, to know. Let these waters be imprinted in this moment with all of the dreams that you have to date. Some of the dreams that you're only just realizing in this moment now. Let them be imprinted, future memories, into this water, this light energy transmission, reflective, deep, clear, cleansing, connected to everything, everywhere. These are the waters of truth. This is the empowered heart. This is the frequency in which you are being attuned to know yourself more fully, to recognize the truth of you, so that you can let go more easily, trust more fully, travel more lightly. This is a moment, as you let go, as you really surrender into the heart's flow, as you say to yourself in the clearest of ways that you trust now, you trust you. And that this is that day. That you can't go back from this moment. Once you hold it in this space of clarity and grace, awakened to the power that you have, when you come face to face, face to face with the truth, the true you of you, and you look fully into your eyes that are so wide awake, so all-seeing, all-knowing, so wise. Look into your eyes, in the waters that surround you, and say, I trust you. I see you. I hear you. I know you. I am you. I am awake. And I trust myself completely to know intuitively how to let go, when to let go, and what to let go of. The light energy transmission reflected in these waters will continue to support you as you receive this activation at this time. This is a specific gateway moment, activating you to the highest frequency of your true, empowered heart. You will continue to be held by this frequency for as long as you wish, as long as you trust, as long as you allow, as long as you live without fear, and you can face yourself fully, and all that is hard to look at, hard to face, can be released, so that greatness and truth is all that you see, reflecting back your totality. You are receiving an activation. You are both the gateway and the key. You have access to this area fully. It will show you how to be. As you open your heart more fully and you allow the light to shine, as you come more fully into being and you remember that you're divine, you're instructing a transformational process at a deep and unconscious level. You are activating coded information, both that which you need in order to awaken to your own purpose, power, and truth at this time, and also to receive coded information that will guide you to be present and awake. This coded information, that which you release and that which you integrate, will happen naturally and easily, both whilst you sleep and whilst you wake. The coded information that is transforming the deeper parts of you will be received by you easily as you're held in this heart frequency of your entirety, the fullness of your presence, your accountability. You're learning to trust. You're learning to let go. Most importantly, you're learning to accept your greatness and align fully with the flow. This is your calling. This is your time. Let go completely. and into your empowered heart. Align.